According to the government website, recovery.gov, the stimulus bill has meant $1.7 billion in grant awards and loans for Alaska. Of that amount, $500 million has already been spent in the state, and the government estimates that the funding, as of March, has created over 1,800 jobs. But the program is not without its critics, including those in the federal government. On a recent visit to Petersburg, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski was asked about the stimulus funding.
I'm a little frustrated because I think that some of those areas where we really could have made a difference in terms of job creation on the ground now was through hard and fast infrastructure, through roads, through bridges, through projects that were truly, and we use the term shovel ready, ready to go. And instead, what we saw in far too many departments was a just kind of a, we'll add more money to your budget, do something with it. That doesn't create the jobs necessarily.
Overall, 2009 saw the first decline in statewide job numbers in 21 years. And state economists in January forecasted another loss this year. Alyssa Shanks is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor. Shanks says preliminary data shows a slight decrease in jobs in the transportation sector, where stimulus money and jobs geared towards building transportation infrastructure are categorized. However, Shanks adds, other than the federal government's own tracking, it's too early to tell concretely how the stimulus bill has affected the number of transportation jobs. From what she's hearing in the field, Shank says without stimulus funding, the decrease may have been more drastic.
It sounds like their levels of construction, and or at least their transportation projects, are about the same as last year. And so it sounds like if Alaska had not received the money from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, if we hadn't received that money, I think we would have seen a drop, or at least perhaps a bigger drop than what we have seen.
In total, Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands were awarded over $3.6 million in local construction projects. The city of Petersburg was awarded $90,000 in fuel for city vehicles and building heating. The city also got $1 million to help with repairs to the port dock, where cruise ships tie up and refuel. Liz Cabrera, director of the Petersburg Economic Development Council, helped write the grant for the port dock. She says that these are the first repairs that the heavily used dock had received since the 80s.
You know, there were some issues with the pilings on the face of the dock, and then also with the water lines and electricity that was going out there. We also have the Coast Guard and the Forest Service that are on fingers right off of that facility, so that was impacting them as well.
The project was awarded to local company Tamico. Upon completion, the project provided 6 months' employment for 7 local construction workers and 5 others from out of town. Cabrera points out that since stimulus bill-funded jobs are federal jobs, they give local construction workers roughly 2.5 times the rate they usually get.
And then over the long term, you know, we're hoping that the improvements to the dock will make the facility more appealing to ships, and, you know, it'll last longer so we can keep using it, and that itself creates jobs as well.
The Petersburg Indian Association also received $724,000 in stimulus funding for the reconstruction of sidewalks along First Street from North Nordic to Haugen Drive. The project makes the road compliant with the American Disabilities Act and provides jobs and job training for tribal members. And the U.S. Forest Service's Petersburg Ranger District was granted $1.6 million for 4 construction projects, which they contracted to regional construction companies. Albert Hardin is the agency's overseeing civil engineering technician on all 4 projects and helped write the grants for the funding.
They created a few jobs. There's no getting around it. And the numbers and kind vary depending on where we are in the contract. But anywhere from 3 to maybe 15 jobs per project.
Ketchikan Ready Mix was contracted to reconstruct a road at Dry Straits on southeast Mitkoff Island. The company also laid in new pipes and about 7,000 feet of culvert along the road. Petersburg-based Rock and Road Construction replaced an 80-foot bridge at milepost 19.6 on the Three Lakes Loop Road. Another local company, Reed Brothers Logging and Construction, is currently laying crushed rock on the lower section of the Petersburg Mountain Trail. Hardin says that in the next month or two, Sitka-based S&S Engineering will start resurfacing 12 miles of the Tonka Road system on the eastern side of Kuprinoff Island. Hardin says the Ranger District has been trying to get the four projects going for 20 years already. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.